jetzt du meinst ja noch. Mit der Woche bis dann schon.
The Mai.
Yeah. Okay, let's start like this. Any fruit and vegetables grew in Eretz Yisrael, okay, we must do Tumas and Maasas from them. And as long as it wasn't done to them, we're not allowed to benefit from them. Not only them, also if it was made, to put it into a cake or any product that has anything has to do with it. So, Asur to use it. Asur, it's called Tevel. What's Tevel? It's an Aramaic Tabla. Tabla. What's Tabla? Tablo. This is not good. Tablo, not good. Okay? You can't do it until you have to fix it. You have to do some ISIS.
I'm Maishu Prodigy.
It's called Tevel. Baruch Haba, Rabbi Avram. You went on a trip yesterday?
No, but I went the day before.
That's why you were here.
I missed it. I went to the spot.
Yeah, yeah, you thought? Yeah. I'm going tonight up north.
We hiked up
the Gibor.
Yeah.
And his father, Manoach. He did a few times. Anyways. In our days, Aikar. In our days, Tumas and Maaseh was the Rabbanan, not the Oraita. The Rabbanan. So there's type of fruits and vegetables which you're not sure they have not such a good hechsher, or you're not sure exactly if they have a hechsher. That's called Demai in Aramaic. What's Demai? It's two words or so. The Mai. What is this? I'm not sure if it's Maaseh or not. The Mai. What is this? Okay. You have perot, vegetables of Demai. You have to do Maaseh without a bracha. If they're for sure on Maaseh, that's what you pick from your tree. Right? Or something like that. So then, you do with a bracha. And if you're not sure, like anything you buy in the shuk, you have Arab places, all the places, usually they're bought from the Shuk HaSitanai in Givat Shaul. Mm-hmm. And there, everything is Maaseh Rabbanut, and that's why you don't want to trust it, because your friend Moshgad doesn't know what he's doing, he doesn't love it. But then, in that case, you'll do Maaseh Rabbanut without a bracha. Not only are you not allowed to eat these fruits and vegetables, you can't feed it to your animal, to your cats, for example. You can't use oil, for example, for burning, light candles with it. If it's on Maaseh. You can't use it, let's say, for heating up your house, put oil in it, to do like balm, asur.
Can benefit from it.
Can benefit from it.
The other problem, the fruit from Rabbanut, is if it's olah.
Olah. But that says, I heard that.
I know how they do it.
Each tree is registered. If a tree is not registered, they don't give a hechsher.
As long as they have their own maps too.
The own maps. For each pardes, each orchard, let's say there's 500 trees in the orchard, each tree is marked when was it planted.
And each tree has a mark on it.
Right.
The mark is matched to a mark on the map.
And if something
the
other comment
is a different mark on the tree, they know the guy's doing something
suspicious.
Suspicious.
I mean, how do you call it? Dutchy.
You can lose the hechsher on the entire pardes.
Yeah. But that's definitely the strongest.
On all other stuff.
Yeah. Other echsherim, even good echsherim, they don't check for Olah so much. There's also, by Olah, we have to remember, that not about Olah now, but let's say, we have to know that every year, Badat comes out with a list of fruit which are not problematic regarding Olah. Mm-hmm. Every year they come out with a list. Fruit which are not problematic regarding Olah, meaning there's no chance that there's fruit this year in the market, there's a very low chance, which are Olah. Which fruit are problematic with Olah? There's a list. I'm sure you can find it on the Tashas.
What's an example? Like lemons?
I don't know. by only the good action.
No, it's a tree that probably doesn't regrow. When the pomegranate tree takes a while for it to grow.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
But, you know, the first tree.
Oh, well, they know that pomegranate is usually, whatever, it's an example. I don't know.
Right.
Apples are usually a problem. Apples are good fruit after 2-3 years, right?
What happens after 2 years?
They give fruit very fast, after 3 years, 2 years. And then if you be problematic, you find in the market food which are online, and that's the size of the Chusta is the Rabbanon. Chusta, they don't have to check for Ola. But if you know it's Ola, you're not allowed to eat it.
Buy from the box store,
it's checked.
That
covers the Ola problem.
Ola is 4th year or Ola is,
right? Ola is 5th year. 4th year is Meta Revai. 5th year is after Ola. I mean, clean from Orla, yeah? Orla is the first 2 years.
Right, the first 2 years, but then the 4th year, you're not
allowed to eat. Fourth year, you don't need to, the 4th, 5th year, you do eat like that. There's the whole thing of the small seed.
So.
Yeah, I'm not back in the other, I'm learning with you the book, and I'm going to show you what it is. Okay. Fruit which were misered, you can't sell them to another Jew, and then you can't give them to another Jew who will not do miser from. Can't sell them to another Jew, and you cannot give them to a Jew as a present, which you know he won't do ma'aser, he doesn't know how, or whatever. Okay?
But when we get like the stuff for the Jew, like Pesach, we have like the dates and stuff, we assume that stuff all that's from
the Jew, that was from Badat, the dates and the stuff.
Yeah.
The Jewish God
stuff, all that, like, we
could
assume
that it's Jewish, right? No, I don't assume anything.
You can go
off of that rough. You can see where it's from. A lot of times from Futsal, it's dried food here in Israel, a lot of times from Futsal. Anything you get from Yeshiva, don't assume. Ask.
Some guy bring in, you know, stuff from Jewish God, put it on the table downstairs.
So know where it's from.
There's no sign and nothing.
That's nowhere. Who brought it? Where did you buy it from? Where did you bring it from? I have our friend Yoyani, he was bringing 50 shekels, remember, fruits, vegetables. I asked him, where's it from? He's telling which store he brings it from. It's quiet, I know where he brings it from. He has a badat there. You don't have to be embarrassed to ask. So, Sugei Hamatanot. There's 5 types of tumas and maases. 5 types. 3 are every year, besides Shemitah. Shemitah is not Tumas and Maaser. 3 types is every year, all 6 years. And 2, some years they have, some years they don't have. Which are the 3 that are always? Tumah Gdola, Maaser Rishon, Tumat Maaser. So we'll go through into what each one is, okay? Tumah Gdola, Maaser Rishon, and Trumat Maaser, Truma of the Maaser. Okay? That's every year, besides Shemitah. And then there is Maaser Sheni. Maaser Sheni is 3 years. 3 years? 4 years, I'm sorry. 4 years. First, second, fourth, and fifth.
Sheni, Sheni, Ani, right.
Two are Sheni, the third is Ani. Third is Ani, then fourth, fifth is Sheni, fifth is Ani. This year is Maaser Ani. It goes slowly through the thing and it'll explain everything here.
What happens next year?
Shemitah.
There's a whole chapter here about Shemitah.
Can I get cheaper or more expensive? Yeah. Depends if you're buying from the Arabs, from
Gaza,
or you're buying.
The regular firm store,
it's a good
idea.
It's the whole thing.
Shemitah is a whole other thing. Depends what way you're using it.
Three different ways of doing Shemitah. 4 ways now.
What does the store do? Each
store is different. I'm telling you.
The regular firm store.
They probably get from the Arabs there.
And therefore you can try to do whatever you want.
So it's regular. So when we get the Shemitah, we'll talk about Shemitah.
We need it
next year.
Next year.
No, I mean, soon. Oh.
Stay tuned.
The Tishrei. Tishrei is beginning. Now we're doing two months of Maizel, because today, now is the year of two months of Maizel still.
I'm a lady, I'll take all the Maizel.
Koyan, you can serve it.
You can
serve it.
You
can
serve it. You can serve it. You can
serve it. You can serve it. You can serve it. You can serve it. You can serve it. You
can go on with that? I'm done, thank you.
So now, which year is the fruit belong to? It depends if it's fruits or vegetables. Vegetables, it goes by Rosh Hashanah, our Rosh Hashanah. Meaning, for example, this Rosh Hashanah, anything which is picked, not picked, one second. Anything which is from after Rosh Hashanah, soon we'll see what after Rosh Hashanah. Anything which is after Rosh Hashanah, any fruits or vegetables, belong to Shemitah the next year. Why? Because they're after Rosh Hashanah. Anything before Rosh Hashanah belongs still to the year, the sixth year. Fruit, vegetables goes by the Rosh Hashanah. That's when it changes the year. Like we change the year by Rosh Hashanah, also the vegetables change the year by Rosh Hashanah. Fruit go by Tu Bishvat Rosh Hashanah Leilanot. Right? The Mishnah says it's not only a song Tu Bishvat Higia Chagayanot. It's a Mishnah that talks about Tumas Nemaisas regarding fruits, trees that you planted. Yeah. So now it starts Aleph Tishrei. Let's say Kitniot and Yerakot. Gulum is a form of Kitniot. Kitniot.
Legumes.
So legumes.
Like beans.
Like beans and stuff like that, and also vegetables. Rosh Hashanah is considered the beginning of the year. What does that mean? That means if it's just certain thing like this. Regarding, like this, let's divide it up. Regarding wheat, okay, and legumes, whatever you call them.
Legumes.
Kitniot, yeah. Zeitim, olives, and grapes. When they get to the third of their growth, what year are they at when they get to the third of the growth? If they're in the year, right? That's it. If in the sixth year, right now, olives this year, for example. Okay? Instead of the growth, they're going to get before Rosh Hashanah, for sure. Okay? So then, next year, it doesn't go like that. It goes by the. Yeah, by. Yeah, it doesn't go like that.
Rosh Hashanah, you check where they are.
Exactly. If they pass
it. Is it grown one third or less?
Yeah,
or more?
Right, exactly. If it passes, if it grew already, so then it belongs to last year. If it didn't grow yet, it belongs to the next year.
Hamchata.
Good. It's only by other fruit, not by olives, and not by grapes. Vegetables. Vegetables only. It goes by the picking. Vegetables only by the picking. I wanted to say that before. Okay. Other fruits, not olives and grapes, it goes with a chanita tapri. I don't know how to say it in English.
Emergence.
What's that?
Emergence
of the tapri.
Yeah, the buds.
Like on the tree, when they're starting to
when form. It becomes into the flower falls and it starts becoming right. Into a fruit.
After the flower falls and you see just the beginning of the fruit.
You see the fruit. You start to see the fruit on the tree.
So that's like apples, oranges, lemons?
No, altavide. Don't say citric fruit.
Okay.
Apples, peaches.
Etrog
is problematic. I see you learned this.
Rosh Hashanah.
Okay. Rosh Hashanah. Just now.
Right.
Okay, I'm just saying recently. Etrog, we count it like a yerek, like a fruit, like a vegetable. That when you pick it, why? Because it stays. From year to year, so it's not like the fruit.
It stays on the tree.
Mm-hmm.
Get
better. Yes, yeah, they do. The bigger they can get like this tree.
Try it.
That's one of the reasons it's called free. the Nava, there's a Dava on the eight. It dwells on the three.
No, it grows in 1 year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, the Amazon ones maybe go 8 years. Hello?
Yeah.
Vaida?
No.
She planted in your garden.
We have one. It's a very sensitive tree.
Very sensitive.
Very sensitive. Mm-hmm. You have to take very good care of it. And
also the fruits.
Yeah.
Easily they get damaged. Easily.
The tree too.
It grows better in a humid climate. Yeah.
And very sharp thorns. Thorns.
Yeah, that's why the food island gets they get damaged. Anyways.
In your hands.
You know, in Baltimore, they have a whole, they have like a huge hot house.
What do they have?
They have a hot house.
Hot house there?
That's huge, very high ceiling, all kinds of tropical things. And inside, a fun guy took part of it for a program.
Of course.
And he's got a lot of trees growing in there. And then he brings them over to his house. And if you want to get one of his Zebros, you can come and pick it.
For free?
For free.
Wow.
He loves doing that.
Interesting.
But I think it's very nice. Well, it's an Arboretum. But it's not all glass and cold. And with the room temperature. So it's very nice that.
It's as if you're in Costa Rica or something.
Yeah.
They say sweat. So even in the winter, it's warm in there.
It's like warm and moist even in the winter.
Winter,
yeah.
Like a tropical.
California.
Yeah. Not California.
Depends where.
In the middle.
It's not tropical. Oh, it's one season. Ah, one season where you grew up. You grew up in a place where it kites and falls. It's Aviv, color man.
No.
ממש עד שהוא בא לארץ לא יודע מה זה קיץ הזה חוד. Like they told us about snow, but where I grew up there was no snow. I heard that in Australia, in South Africa, and in the Christmas, they show them on TV there's snow.
Did you know at one time the biggest
snow
in the world is Jerusalem?
What?
The biggest, at one time, the biggest, largest pineapple grower in the world is Jewish.
That is what?
Who's Jewish?
The pineapple?
Pineapple. We grew more pineapples than any other.
Pineapple grower.
Grower. Oh. Pineapple grower.
Anyways.
Name was Sherry Wendy. The snow made him really rich. It was all the money.
So, which are the fruit which are obligated the chayav to do afrasha from? Anything that grew on the land, not in the pot, in the air, on the land, yeah? Mm-hmm. In Eretz Yisrael, in the ownership of a Yid, a Jew owns it.
Wait, so if you have it in your house in a potted plant, you will have to take it?
Because disconnected from the ground?
Yeah.
And my soul is from the ground to the soil. So if it's in the ground, yeah? And the Jew owns it, and into the soil, and the Jew finished the malacha, it's his stuff, yeah? Chayim Jew Afrasha.
That's true.
Right.
That's
what about the, for Shemitah, is that the same rule in terms of potted pans? I think it's different, right? Potted.
No, I don't think it's different.
No,
I'm not sure. What's considered finishing the malacha? The finishing malacha has to be by a Jew. What does that mean? The picking? Or putting it into the machzan? Whatever it's been finishing. By grapes, and if a grapes for wine and stuff like that, or olives for oil, the pressing. Okay.
Look at when it starts to be grown on the land, and then he takes it out and puts it in the pot.
Yeah,
with the same soil.
It's from the land.
It was,
and
originally it
was from the land. Yes,
it's from the land. So, all grapes that are harvested before Rosh Hashanah, that's okay for Shemitah.
Right. No problem. All fruits.
All fruits
until Tu Bishvat, there's no problem. But the eighth year is slowly they get relief from the Shemitah. As the year goes on. It's the eighth year.
Does wine get a special designation? So if you go to a wine store, you can see something in the bottle.
Yeah.
My mom?
I asked if you, during Shemitah year, is the wine, is going to be a designation of wine bottle?
If it's from Shemitah year.
Back.
It will be in the 8th year, and in the 9th year, and the 10th year.
Like 2008 was very problematic
for wine. And by, yeah, to drink Shemitah wine. First of all, you buy not Heter Mechila, we'll talk about Heter Mechila. You buy Otar Beis Din or stuff like that. It says on the Kedushas Shvi'is, you just have to be very careful not to waste it.
Yeah.
Not to do the Abdullah to pour like people do, we can't do it and they only drink it. We'll talk about Shmita differently. Anything which is grown Hefker, you don't have to do Meister. For example, you go into you, to Shimshon HaGibo, and there's trees there. Of I don't know, some wild trees or figs or whatever growing in the north, there's many places like that. You can pick and eat, you don't need to do mice. You can even gather the owls and then do mice. It's Efker. Okay. Also, anything that was grown during Shemitah year, part of a mice also.
And the Efker status is basically it.
No, that's the owner. Of the owner list.
Right, but let's talk about like where I live and where he lives, there's fruit trees and stuff. Nobody picks them, nobody does
it. It belongs to the area.
No, it belongs to
the
I live. There's fruit trees.
So
she doesn't take care of them, she's not going out and she's
so
not.
What? You own it, no? The person who rents the apartment owns it.
What I'm saying is that, let's say for all four or five people that have her, like anybody can go, or you have to take her from myself.
I think you would need to do it, at least, even without a brother, at least, I think you would have to. If a person is picking, he's working in the field and he's picking all the apples and everything, even if you gather them already, you let to eat them. No termosomizers. You're walking there, you want to go out to your field, you have an apple tree in your backyard, they could eat it. As long as you didn't finish it, what's going to finish? You bring it to your house, it's finished. You finish picking it, then you have to do mice. So, we set up, it's 2 o'clock. Bezat Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow, and Mirz Hashem, Shalom, welcome back from here.